This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Port O'Connor way now and check in with our good friend, Captain Lynn Smith. See what he's up to. Morning, Lynn. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I'm ready to go south. I'm ready to get down in the brush. I don't know about you, but I love this time of the year. You know it?
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, brother.
I really do. I'm starting to see a lot of animals, and it's just this time of the year. Fall is definitely my time of the year. You know, when you're waiting, or you're on the water, and you start to see ducks, and you start to see all the ducks coming over you, and it's just. It's just my time of the year, you know, a little cool in the air, and it's just, yeah. It's in your blood, you know, it really is. I'm seeing teal. I'm starting to see more teal now. And it's funny. We're coming down there on coastal the other day and bringing my customers. We're coming back to the house and running down there on coastal and looked up, and there's a coyote standing on one of those drain pipes coming into the end of the coastal. There's a coyote standing on a drain pipe looking at us. I said, look at this. Boy, he was just watching the boats go by. And then one day we're coming along, and a lot of pigs along the end of the coastal. Just everything, you know. You see all kinds of wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you. It's just Mother Nature, you know. Oh, man. I'm ready to get down on the ranch and see some deer. I'm ready.
Well,
I am ready.
They're abundant. A lot of big fawn crop this year from what I'm hearing from everybody. Blaine usually comes home and does a little fishing in the fall, but their dove hunting's so good he can't even leave the ranch. He's just, man, they're booking him solid. They're smoking the doves.
Are they?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, boy. Man, oh, man.
Like 100% limits, you know? And you get a lot of people that can't shoot, and when somebody that can't shoot can steal a limit out, that's good hunting.
Oh, I'm telling you. It is. And they're burning some ammo, I guarantee you. You know, I was reading in one of the magazines one time that said the average hunter, average dove hunter gets, two doves per box of shells. that's the average. Now that's, and you know, you think about it, that's probably about right.
Yeah, I've all seen, around, you know, if you add everybody up and just take an average, that's probably about right. But, you know, and then you got some that actually limited us with the box shells.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll never forget years ago.
Shooters like you.
Oh, man, I remember years ago we took a friend of mine's boss, and we went to Nacogdoches on dove hunt. And, I remember, man, this field was covered in goat weed. And there was a big tree right at the top of the hill. And he put his boss underneath that tree and gave him, I'll never forget this, he gave him a Model 12 and gave him four boxes of shells and set him underneath that tree and said, all right, this will be a good spot for you. It's shaded and everything, and set him underneath that tree. He loaded one shell at a time in that Model 12. He wouldn't put any more than one shell.
Right.
He shot all four boxes of shells till he ran out of shells. He killed one dove, and it was a wounded dove that flew into the tree and landed, and he shot him out of the tree. That was
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Four boxes of shells.
Let's burn them. Burn some powder.
I'm telling you, man. But he's not alone. A lot of people are like that, you know. A lot of people just can't shoot doves. Doves are fast.
Yeah, it's a trick. It's a lot different than shooting skeet.
Oh, gosh,
other
yes.
birds and decoying ducks.
And oh, yeah.
You add the wind factor in there with them, and they're flying with it. And, by the time you get your gun, a lot of guys, they'll see them by the time they react and get their gun up, they're already out of range.
Oh, absolutely. I went one morning. I went and sat in the blind with a buddy of mine here in town, and I sat in the duck blind with him and his customers. And gosh, there was about six of us sitting in this one stand, one blind, and I thought to myself, I thought, well, I'm not going to shoot unless I just have to, And so here came a bunch of redheads coming down the shoreline, big flight of redheads, and. So he called it, and he told them, take them. And, boy, everybody stood up and started blasting at these redheads, boy, and they flaring. And finally I just said, okay, I'm going to take a shot. And I shot one on the tail end of all these redheads. I popped
right.
one. And anyway, when the smoke cleared, I turned to him, and I said, well, how many did they get? He said, one. The one you got. The one you got. I mean, it happens. It happens that way.
A redhead drake makes a beautiful mount. They're
pretty
birds.
Does. It really does. A friend of mine, one of my customers, was down here one year, and he wanted to go hunting, and I had taken him, and he wanted to get a redhead to mount. And I said, man, I really don't shoot them. I said, we really don't shoot them. He said, well, I just want one. I want one to mount. And I said, well, okay, here comes a flight. And I said, well, pick out a big bull, And so he did. He picked out one to shoot, and he popped him, big old bull, redhead drake, and he was banded.
Wow.
Of all things.
What a
and he was banded.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And the band was so worn, you couldn't read a number on it.
I shot a canvas back like that one time, and the grit from the sand, walking in mm-hmm. the shallow water, it rubbed all the numbers off of it.
This was the same way.
That's pretty old bird.
You can, oh, I'm telling you, big old drake, and you can read a number on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, completely worn down. But boy, that's a trophy, like you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I hunted down there for a couple of years for old Ladner, with Dwayne and all of us hunting together, and Cody Adams and. Those guys that would come in from up north, a lot of people from up north, New York and Jersey and Boston and all that, they'd book him and come down, and that's what they came for. They wanted a bull sprig and a redhead drake.
Oh, absolutely.
For mounting purposes.
Yeah. Well, I think like 90% of the redheads, this is where they come.
Yeah.
They come
right
down here.
They don't see them up there. Exactly.
No. I mean, like down in Shoalwater Bay here, you run down that Shoalwater in the winter in an airboat, and they get up in a black cloud, redheads. Just, oh.
That's the way it is in Corpus. When I hunted, fished in the winter with Cliff one time, we were running down the intercoastal, and I'm talking, it would black the sky out with redheads.
Oh,
my
gosh. Yeah, down in Baffin and all that area.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. We have all the redheads on Texas coast, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. And he's
sometimes
a pretty bird.
They'll get stupid like bluebills, man, and they'll come through, especially if you hunt points. They like flying and skirting points on the shoreline for whatever reason, you know, like the bluebills do. But sometimes you'll get them stupid where they'll come through and do a flyover on the decoys, and everybody will unload on them. I said, load back up. They're coming back. Hit them with a call, and they'll turn around and come right back through, and you get another shot at them.
I know it. I know it. But, boy, I tell you what, they are a pretty bird, though. They really are.
Yeah.
That big old red head on them.
Yeah, when they're in full plumage and you know, the drakes, they really get nice looking.
Oh, they are. They are that.
Something different for the wall. You know, around here, most everybody has a green head and a pintail on their wall for sure.
And right.
Sometimes you'll get one of those beautiful gadwall drakes. They make a pretty mount.
I'm telling you.
And widgeons, you get a full plume drake widgeon. They are gorgeous, man.
Oh, aren't they?
Yes.
There's hardly anything prettier than that.
Yeah.
You know, I was going down to Argentina on a dove hunt, and the guy that was the main guy that had the hunt, we flew to Miami, and the guy that had the hunting deal, we went to his house in Miami, and he took us to his house and showed us his house, and he had all these doves, I mean all these birds and ducks and everything from Argentina mounted in his house. I mean, they have ducks down there, the same thing that we have here, pintails, widgeons, all that, but they're a different species. The
right.
Same kind, like ducks, pintails, widgeons, such as that, but they're different species that never migrate up here. And they're beautiful. They are absolutely gorgeous birds, but they never migrate up this way.
Yeah.
And they are beautiful plumage on them. I mean, their widgeons are just absolutely beautiful. And for some reason, they don't let you, I don't think they let you bring them up here once you shoot them down there.
Right.
For some reason. I don't know why. But good grief, what a beautiful bird. Man, I'd love to go down there and shoot some of those and bring them back. But man, oh man. That was some beautiful birds they had. And the pintails the same way.
Yeah, and they've got another duck that's like our teal, but it's not, you know.
Right.
And they shoot a lot of.
Yeah. Incredible. And we were shooting, we were shooting their doves, and their dove looks like a mourning dove, but it's not a mourning dove. It looks like one, but it's not. And, man, that was a good shoot. We bought a shoot at a CCA banquet, and it was a deal. I mean, really, we bought a shoot at the banquet for four people, and it was like $4,200. We sounded like a lot of money, but it was for four people. It included I think it included 40 boxes of shells per person.
Dang.
And I thought, good grief, you know. I thought, man, I'm not going to shoot that many shells.
Bull
well,
corn.
I ended up giving them back six boxes.
Yeah, you almost shot all of them. How about that?
I almost shot them all, but I said, you know, when I went out there, I said, I'm not here to set a record. I'm just here to enjoy myself. But I was shooting 20-gauge, and I just kind of limited myself, and I picked my shots. But you know what? down there, if you only shot your favorite type of shots, like say for a left to the right or right to the left, you know, your favorite shots, you could really, really rack up a good score, you know.
Yeah.
But you get bored shooting your favorite type of shot, really.
Right.
So you would start shooting the shots that you're normally not used to. You know, you shoot the doves that are coming over you from left to right or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was incredible, you know. And so you do shots you normally wouldn't shoot. But,
well, you got plenty to work with. Practice makes perfect.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
Let
telling
me
you
this
what.
Let me break out, Lynn. Hang on. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It's 519. All right, Lynn, we are back, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yeah, down there, if for a bird hunter, if you've never been to Argentina, you need to go.
I can't no doubt. You, man. I've heard that from a million people, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I tell you what, it's just clouds and clouds of birds. And, you know, the farmers, they want you to shoot them because
it's like it used to be here. Remember back in the old days, they'd give you shotgun shells and a gun and said, go in there and blow all these geese out of here. They're eating all our rice up, man.
Well, down there, the doves account for 35% of the crop destruction.
Isn't that
35%?
Something? How many birds is that? That's crazy.
Oh, it is crazy. And what they do is, it sounds horrible, but the farmers down there, they poison them to get rid of them.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
They're like rats.
It's insane. It is. It's insane. And so they want the hunters. Oh, man. And I was standing on this fence line, and I had trees behind me, and I was standing on the fence line, and man, these doves were coming by. And I was popping these doves, and all of a sudden I heard somebody applauding behind me, and I looked back, and this farmer was standing behind me applauding me, and I said, "What?" And he was just smiling, shaking his head. He was applauding me because I was shooting these doves for him. It was funny. Yeah. Oh, they want the hunters, man. They do. They do.
Well, you know, and I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. We talked for a little while, old Daryl Skillern, and he was telling me he went on a duck hunt in Nicaragua last year.
Man.
He said it's the most unbelievable shoot you'll ever have in your lifetime.
Yeah.
You can't load your gun fast enough, and it's just nonstop, just unbelievable. Kind of like you're talking about Argentina dove. That's the way it is on duck in Nicaragua.
Yeah, I've heard that, and a lot of them are ducks
that come through here. You know,
there's a lot of
teal and all of our ducks. And he said it is fantastic.
Oh man, I tell you. Well, it's a shoot, I'll tell you. They just had the World Ski Championships this last week. I think they just finished up today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, I think they finished up. Yeah, yesterday. I didn't get a chance to go to San Antonio to see it. In the past, I've run up there to see everybody, see some old friends, but I didn't get a chance to do it this time.
Right.
But I like to go up there and run into some old friends. But anyway, it brings back a lot of memories, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, buddy.
Days gone by.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yes. See some old buds. But anyway, it was kind of funny. You know, we had a reunion with my old five-man team, and at the Dallas Gun Club, we went up there and got together and shot around the skeet, and I said, "Boy, these targets are fast." were they always this fast? It was funny. Yeah, we got together and had a good time, had a meal, and shot around the skeet. But we used to shoot a lot of targets. We did that.
You know, something when you get older, everything is a little bit faster. You notice your boat speed's a lot slower the older you get. I used to run on average a good 10, 15 miles an hour faster back in the day than I do now.
I used to run at least 40 miles an hour.
At
least 40 or more.
I used to really like 50 a lot. 50 was good.
Oh, yeah. And now I'm running about
30, 35. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now all these young guns, man, they got all these new boats with these. Remember, a 300 horsepower used to be just giant. Now that's just kind of middle of the line these days. These guys aren't happy unless they're cruising at 60 and 70. I'm going, holy moly.
Gosh. Yeah, where does it stop? Where does it stop?
Yeah. You know, everybody was showing that boat wreck up on Smith Lake, you know, that happened last year.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember that? Man, that was all over social media yesterday, and showing it in slow motion and just, I mean, plenty of light, broad daylight, and you know, that one boat sitting out there, I guess they're striper fishing, you know, in a big center console, and that bass boat just went right over the top of it. Unbelievable.
I got video
of it. I think it killed three people. That was a bad deal, man.
Oh, God. But we had an accident down here about a week or so ago, and it was in a shoal water boat. It was a Cazo, and two guys in it, and they center punched one of those day markers poles in the intercoastal. I don't know how fast they were going, but they center punched that pole, and I mean it just split that hull right down the middle, you know. And I don't know how fast they were going, but I mean they couldn't have hit it any better.
I mean, center punched it.
Yep, center punched it. Just split that hole right in the middle.
That's never good. That's never good.
I mean, put both those guys in the hospital, you know.
You know, I hate bringing up all these accidents, but they do happen. And, I mean, nobody wins in a boating accident. It's just.
No.
And, you know, we lost a longtime guide yesterday morning. Craig West down in Baffin Bay. You knew Craig, huh?
Yes. I saw
that. He's no longer with us. And, I mean, I hear in so many different conflicting, you know, he had a heart attack and hit a pier, and then he hit a pier. And, you know, it's just, I mean, I don't know the real truth about it. That's why I really don't want to talk about it and, you know, kind of respect his family for that. But it was tragic. I mean.
Man.
I mean, he's one of the originals down there in the back end. You know, Cliff and I talked about it yesterday. You know, I called him yesterday afternoon, and he's the one that, you know, texted me about it, and we talked a long time, and old memories from, you know, back in the day, him and Les Cobb and all of them, they were like the original ones to run, you know, out of Rivera down there. And, man, what a tragedy. Lost another good one, man. That's so so horrible. It's just terrible.
Yeah, but he was doing what he wanted to do, what he enjoyed.
Well, true, and it. Life's really short when you look at it from that perspective.
Yeah, it sure is. Man.
That's just so terrible.
How old was he? How old was Craig?
Man, I'm sure he was. Man, he had to be anywhere between 65 and our age. I don't know. I remember meeting him down, you know, when Blaine and I fished that IMS tournament. I met him and Les Cobb then, way back in, what was that, around 98, 99, somewhere in that, maybe 97. You know, I'd always heard about him, but I'd never met him, and I met him at the weigh-in and all that. Really nice guys and great people.
Oh, yeah.
Just a damn shame, man.
I know it. I like Craig. Oh, man. Well, life's pretty short.
It is. Happens fast. That.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah. Well, you know, you think about old Aubrey, you know.
I mean, yeah, he's been gone, about 6 years now? Six or seven years.
6 years. Yeah. 6 years. Yep. Ron Elkins, same way.
James Plog just texted me, said he thinks Craig was his age. So I think James is 62 now. So.
Really?
Yeah, I remember he was a little younger than Blaine and I.
Yeah.
Well, back then it was a little younger. Nowadays that's a lot younger. You know, we were all fishing tournaments and doing our thing back in the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ron Elkins, of course, Ron was a good friend of mine, and he had a heart attack and died, and they actually have him dying on video. And he was tending he had a little garden, you might say, in a friend of mine's house on the canal. And he went over to tend. He had a couple of tomato plants in this little flower bed, and he went over and was taking care of those tomato plants, had his heart attack, and rolled into the canal.
Wow.
Fell in the water. And the guy's house, he had the video. He had a surveillance camera, and he has it on video of Ron having his heart attack and dying.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Anywhere you are these days, you're on camera somehow, way. I mean.
That's right.
I mean, there's just, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I know it. The bad thing about it was I talked to Ron about a week before that happened. And I asked him, you know, I said, did they ever figure out what was the problem with your heart? And he said, yeah. He said, it was a bug that attaches to organs that have been replaced. And in his case, it was a bug that attached to this pig valve that had been replaced in his heart. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm one of five people in the world that this has happened to.
Wow.
And he said he had an appointment on August 29th to go to Houston and have that valve replaced. And he died on, he had the heart attack and died on like August 19th.
Crazy.
Yep. Yep. He had the heart attack on the 19th and died. And just didn't quite happen. Happened too soon.
Yep. Another good fisherman bites the dust. It's, we're all headed that way, whether we like it or not. I mean, it's part of the process.
That's it.
All right, Lynn. You know, well, hopefully you live long enough for me to talk to you next week.
I hope so,
me
man.
Me too.
I hope so.
Well, if anybody wants to give you a call, Lynn, about hunting or fishing this winter, give them some info how they can reach you, brother.
Oh, yes, sir, man. They give me at 361-935-6833.
All right, buddy. Well, Lynn, you have a great one. Always a pleasure talking to you. I'll see you next week, bud.
All right. Hope so.
Hope so. Okay. You got it. All right. Later, man. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and not to mention their great processing facility. And I've been, I don't know, I guess they've been processing my wild game for about 20 years now, and it's always the same every year. Their consistency is impeccable, and their quality is too. It's real easy to find. Go downtown, look for the big white sign, their meat market and processing facility right next door to one another. They have a three-lane drop-off system. It makes it so convenient when you're dropping off your game, and they track it all the way through the process. They make sure that it's your game that you took good care of, and just let the guys there just show you what's on the menu. You can have it processed any way you like, and all of it's good. I can vouch for that. And their meat market, second to none. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing on fresh ground beef, pecan smoked sausage, you know, stuffed peppers, mushrooms, you know, their chickens, their stuffed pork tenderloins. Everything is excellent quality at the Belleville. They've been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up the hill country and let's check in with Mr. Chris Crocker this morning. Dove country. What's going on up there, man?
Man, just another day of doing it what we do. I guess I had four groups yesterday. A couple of them were donation groups.
Mm-hmm.
We donated, I believe it was to the Leukemia Society there in Austin.
Right.
Those are really nice folks. You know, a couple of them had never hunted before, so we sat there with Sue, and they got to see a dog work. And of course, Sue's always the head of the show.
Sue dog.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's something else. I sure miss that first one, but this second one is just about a carbon copy.
Well,
she works really hard, and she's just so intense. Yeah, I told him, I said, you don't even have to look for birds. Just watch the dogs. She'll let you know when they're coming.
Right.
You know, she is something else. I think that's why I enjoy hunting so much, is having a dog out there that enjoys it more than anything.
Oh, it's like duck hunting or anything, any wing shooting stuff. The dogs are the hit, man. They're the star of the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's something else. And everybody thinks she's still a puppy, and, you know, she's 8 years old now. But she still looks like she's probably in the low 50s, you know, 52, 53 pounds.
Yeah, she looks
and
good.
And just a lightning bolt. We had a couple of guys from Topwater here last week. Josh and Cliff Baxter were here with their, they had 2.5 years.
Cliffy boy was down there? Oh, how about
yeah.
that? I like
Cliff. With their chocolate labs, and she ran circles around them. You know, they just...
Yeah,
and I tried to tell them.
Probably been eating fried shrimp and all the good stuff from Topwater.
Yeah, his is a female that's about the same size as Sue. She was probably still, you know, I don't know, maybe 60 pounds, and then... I think the other dog's name was Duke, and I think he was probably right around 100. Of course, she just, you know, lightning bolt past him like he was standing still. So we had a really good hunt. And, you know, when I had to come back to town, get that yellow fin delivered, I didn't get back till about 8 o'clock Friday night. Went out and got those birds hunting yesterday, and just got one group. This group I'm with today, Mickey, is I think the reason I like doing this so much. It's a guy and his wife, and they got three kids. A 4, an 8, and a 9-year-old. And that 8 and 9-year-old, I sat there and watched them yesterday, just wore those. I mean, they were making shots that I couldn't believe.
Really?
Yeah, one of them was right-handed, one of them was left-handed. And, I mean, they're not identical twins, but they look identical. They're about a year apart.
Yeah.
And those two little kids didn't miss anything.
That's cool.
Yeah, they had a little 20-gauge pumps, and they were just, I think, the other morning, between the two of them, they shot almost 5 boxes. And then yesterday afternoon, I don't think they shot as many, but they hit a whole lot more.
Yeah.
So well, they just got their
timing down, their eye down, you know?
Young guys, quick
reflexes. There's nothing like it.
Man, I'm telling you, they were not missing either. Those two guys are going to be deadly.
We see that a lot fishing now, man. Some of these young kids coming fishing are just, man, hey, they're awesome.
I tell you who else is old Steve Horland's son, 3, and Max, Joey Barrett's son. Those two are technical. You know, they know about the baits. They're making their own flies. I mean, those two kids are going to be super pros when they get older. You know, they're just amazing how knowledgeable they are and how they listen and intake everything that, you know, that's going on around them. And that's I just love seeing that. You know, it's all about the kids right now. If we don't get them interested, what we're doing now is going to fade away. So the more kids we could get involved, the better off the hunting future and fishing future in Texas is going to be. So it's just a pleasure to watch them. I mean, they just, you know, I kind of get goosebumps watching them, you know, thinking about when my son was 5-6 years old and bringing him up, and then my grandson about the same age. And, you know, it's just the part I like the most. I guess I can say that. The hunting and the dogs are a lot of fun, but I like seeing those kids out there having a blast.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
yeah,
bringing them up right.
Yeah, you know, other than that, the weather's been really nice. You know, we haven't had a really hot day. You know, I was kind of worried when I got up here in August. It was 102, 106. And
yeah.
I think yesterday we got up to 85, and we had an east-southeast wind yesterday at probably somewhere between 7 and 10. And in the shade, it was like you're sitting in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
The air is so much drier.
An east wind, you know, it makes things so much cooler.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then, of course, yesterday morning, I think we were at 64 or 65. So it's kind of cool running down that road in the morning in that mule.
I bet.
It'll get your attention.
Nice here. I left studio to go home yesterday morning. It was 70, but, you know, with that east, northeast wind, it felt so good. Man, it felt good outside yesterday.
Yeah. The weather has been really, really nice. You know, we've had just a little bit of rain. You know, and I still can't believe we hadn't had a storm yet.
I know. But, man, this dove season, Blaine keeps waiting to lose his doves. You know, he just knows, you know, he's seen it so many millions of times, just the one big weather change, and they leave. They just disappear.
Well, you know, we had that one little front. You know, we had that one little front. I don't know, I guess it was 2 weeks ago or maybe even 3 weeks ago, and it kind of boogered them up. But the next day, you know, we had a new influx of birds, and those birds have been hanging here ever since. And so I got a couple of groups coming in today. It's a bunch of guys I went to school with are coming in for 3 days. And I think we got one more charity group. Christopher's out in Brackettville, Bill with 10 guys, and they just been hammering the white wings. That's all that's coming in out there is white wings. They hadn't seen a morning dove yet.
Same way with Blaine. They're getting a good mix, but probably half or more are white wings, and he hadn't seen them in years. Pretty cool.
You know, we're seeing them everywhere, but we're not seeing giant numbers like you are near town. You know, near town, that's pretty much all you see. But a lot of our stuff is, you know, a mile, 2 miles out of town, and those old birds are like us. They're just lazy. They don't want to get up and do anything. They want to stay close to home. So
yeah, stay close to the food and refuge.
You know, all in all, I think this season has gone really well. I think we're pushing a little over 600 hunters so far, and you know, that sounds like a lot, but it's really not. The way we've got used to running this, and we got extra guides now that make things a whole lot easier on us.
Yeah.
A lot of our hunters have hunted with us, you know, multiple times, so they kind of got the routine down too, which helps. But, you know, we still get some new hunters, and it's gone pretty smooth. You know, we haven't had any incidents, you know, knock on wood.
Right.
And all the years we've been doing this, we haven't had any issues. And everybody's been safe and having fun and going home and taking all 10 fingers and 10 toes with them and all their eyes with them. So nothing catastrophic has happened. You know, we've been real lucky with that. You know, I hear about it every year. And so far I haven't heard of anybody that's had any issues. And, you know, and
I hadn't either.
It's kind of like the electric telephone line in Outfitters. If something happens there, everybody knows about it. So,
oh yeah.
But all good. Other than that, you know, we're going to get up and do it again today, and I'll probably hunt Monday, Tuesday, and I think Wednesday we're going to head out and go do that crappie deal with Foreland with a buddy of mine and start all over on Thursday next week and run through the weekend, kind of do it again. I'll be here till the at least the 25th, if not the 26th. So anybody's wanting to come out and enjoy the nice October weather and shoot some birds, I'll be here till then. And, you know, I'll come back. Go run to Fort Lauderdale for 3 days for that in the water show there, and come back for another 3 days and head to Guatemala and do that Marlin tournament down there, and come back from that and start deer hunting.
Deer hunting, and then you got your boat show stuff coming up.
Yeah,
boy, I tell you,
yeah,
you're a busy man, Crocker. Man, you got it going on more than I do. I'm glad. I'll take you. I'll
yeah,
take
you know,
I'm chilling right now, brother.
I'd hate to slow down and do something different than what I'm doing. You know,
I
like staying busy and
well,
things to do and places to go.
That's it. Well, hey, man, throw out some info how they can reach you and your son, Chris, when he, you know, deer
sure.
season right around the corner, too. Give him some info, bro.
Yeah. CRISPR's number is 512-587-3791. He handles all the booking and pricing. The websites we have are TexasBestDoveHunt.com and CCOTexas.com. Give us a call. Come on out. We got everything you can think of, from hoofs to feathers.
That's it. You can do it. All right, my brother. Well, Chris, always a pleasure. Have a good Sunday, and, hey, have fun with them kids. That's cool. See you, man.
You too. Hey, good morning, sickos, and I'll talk to you all soon.
All right. See you, bud. Later.
Bye.
All right, that's Chris Crocker. Up in the hill country, still banging on the doves down there, and I think next we're going to try and get David Harris down at Blaine's to get a dove report for him if Jace can get him. And we'll see how their stuff's going. I know I get my evening photos every evening from down there where they're really pouring the coals to them. It's a banner year, sounds like, for just about everybody. So let's go down to South Texas, down to the old South Texas Hilton down at Blaine's, and check in with David Harris. David, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning there, Mickey?
Oh, brother, I can't complain. Boy, I hadn't talked to you in a while. How you been, man?
Oh, great, great. You know, just I'm enjoying this retired life now, so it's pretty good.
I know you are. You lucky rascal.
Yeah, well,
y'all are
I'm down here.
Gloves up, huh?
Oh, man, we're burning some boxes of shells down here, I'm going to tell you.
Boy, how.
We've sent you some of those pictures of the table last couple of nights. It's been full table and double table, you know, so we've got some birds down here, that's for sure, but a lot of them not here on this main ranch. We've been having to go south, you know, about 10 miles down the road to the big lake or over on up what we call the 300 ranch, a little old bitty water hole there that's been holding some. We can put 10 people around, 12 people over there, and they've been doing very well. So
yep.
The main ranch
La Mesa still, one. I used to love hunting over there, that big water hole over there. You just sit on the tailgate of the truck and shoot them till you're sick of them. It's crazy.
That's what we've been doing. That's what we did last night. And we spread them out through there. We had about, probably 24 people around that big lake over there. And
right.
Everyone did pretty well, did real well. It's fun to just watch them, you know.
I'm telling you, man. How's Blaine doing?
Blaine's doing good. He hadn't got up yet. I hadn't seen him walk through here yet, so he must still be sleeping in this morning.
You know, when I'm down there, it's usually you and me and Walking Boss are about the first ones on the porch in the mornings.
Yeah, yeah. I got up this morning. There was one guy out there by where the campfire is. We was wondering. We asked him, did you get up early, or did you still been out here drinking? Because that happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it does. Don't roll off in the fire.
That's true. But like I said, we have lots of birds, lots of white wings down here, but, you know, not too many of the morning doves. We're getting quite a few, some of the local, you know, birds, but that's about it. Hopefully another little front comes in, and I think poor old JP and Blaine need a, there's a breakfast bell going off. they need a break, you know, they need a day off because he's had nonstop for, you know, since opening day down here. So I think Blaine's going to head in, get a grain trailer tomorrow. So he'll get a little break, I guess.
Yeah. He's got to come back and get another trailer load of grain. And boy, those deer eat good down there, don't they? Man, they
sure do. They're getting fat. I've seen some, you know, while we're out. They're looking good. Deer are looking real good down here.
That's what Blaine was telling me. It's going to be another good season.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got quite a few booked out here, so hopefully we can put him on some good ones this year. Oh, me and me and Paul, we're working on the blinds the last couple of days too, trying to go through there.
Oh, Paul Berry's down there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's and, cool.
We're the grunts this weekend trying to help with some of these people.
Yeah. Is Craig down there? How's he doing?
He's not down here yet. He should get in there. He's in the next couple of weeks. He has a few doctor's appointments he's trying to take care of.
Yeah. That's not any fun.
No, that's why we would tell everybody, it's not fun to get old. Like my mom, she's 85 years old, and she says, getting old ain't for sissies. So.
No, it's not. Yeah, we all know that. I was looking at all these table shots. Probably two-thirds of the birds on all these tables are white wings.
Yes, sir. And some nice big birds, too.
Yeah, they look plump and fat, man.
You know, we've been getting, big flocks, some of them are the high flyers, but we can knock down a few of them out of there usually sometimes. And yeah, that's what's fun, getting them high flyers. If you can get them out in the middle of the field where they don't go way back in the brush too much, where you can find them.
But well, that's the way I like to dove hunt down there, be selective on your shots. That way you can find your bird, drop it in the open spot where you don't have to go in that brush with the rattlesnakes.
Yes, sir. There was one big old rattler killed yesterday, so that's, I think we've been averaging about one a weekend a lot of times on the snakes. So,
well, that's not that bad. I've seen times.
No.
Everybody come in with three or four snakes per truck. Boy.
Yep. But you know how we keep them manicured down here, and it's real, real nice for them to get out there and just, they don't have to get into the brush too much, so that's... Usually it's on the way in or way out, crossing a road or something.
Right.
One yesterday out in the field where they found it right over the edge of the brush. Mm-hmm. So, and right. There was one of the guys with a dog, and that dog just ran right over the top of it. It's lucky it didn't get hit. But
oh, man. Yeah, that's never good.
Yeah. Anyway, everything's nice down here at the old South Texas
Sounds
Hilton.
Sounds like it, man. I've been enjoying the pictures. Y'all keep sending them to me. That's all them grown men standing behind them table loads of birds drinking a cold beverage. Hey, man, makes me jealous.
No better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that. All right, David. Well, hey, man, I'll throw out Blaine's number for him, 713-703-6656. They want to get in on some dove action before the weather changes. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Y'all got
it. Give him a call. We got a few openings left. It might be during the week. I think some of the weekends are kind of booked up, but give him a call.
All right, buddy. Well, Dave, thanks for taking my call this morning, and tell everybody hi for me. Y'all have fun.
Knock it down. Thank you, Mickey. All right, Mickey.
David. See you, buddy. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's David Harris down there with Captain Blaine Farmood, Texas Guide Sport Fishing Game. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. And I think the Navy's 250 years old today, so congratulations to them. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights.
It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.